if you look at the you know, the wide players that we've got at the football club that haven't been available for large chunks of the season, Harrison Dunk, George Maris, Mehdi Alito, you know, we've been very reliant upon Pierre Mingoa all year. So to not have that different type of wide player, I wouldn't say restricts you, but it just makes you concentrate on that type of game that, you know, you're hopeful that it's going to get you the win. And, you know, our players have been able to do that.
Yeah, we'll talk about the fitness and injuries in just a bit, but you may look at doing something in the transfer window depending on the fitness of Harrison Dunk and Mehdi Alito. Is that something you'd still like to do ideally?
Well, in terms of them three, you know, we need Maris to be, let's not forget, Maris is in his first season of men's football. You know, we brought him from Barnsley where he's playing 23, he's 21. So for him to come and get as many games as he has this year has been a positive. But again, Maris he's had his injury problems as well. Dunks, it's been a stop-start season. Mehdi again. So to get them two back, you know, to full fitness, will actually, for me, feel like a new signing anyway. Obviously, if anything pops up over this next 3 or 4 days, up until the window closes on Tuesday, we have to be in and around it. You know, we have to make sure that if it's somebody that, you know, presents itself to our recruitment board, then, you know, we have to make sure that we can act. But he has to be the right guy. I don't want to bring in anybody on a gamble.
With transfers going the other way, have you had many people calling up about your players? I don't know if they go directly to you necessarily, but have you been aware of much interest?
I'm sure people are aware of our players because we've had players who have done really well this year. You know, you can name not just two or three. I think you can name five or six who are, you know, probably going to be getting a lot of interest. I've stated this before, we don't want to see anyone go. We don't, you know, I don't want anybody to leave this football club in terms of ones that I foresee us taking forward and taking us to that next level. So, you know, I know who you're speaking about, but for me it's definitely keeping them with us.
Yeah, it's a good news that it's been relatively quiet. With the injuries then, I suppose most pressing Harrison Duncan and Brad Halliday because they've been on the cusp and they've been in and out of training and all the rest of it. Any breakthrough with either of them this week?
Yeah, we've seen H on the training field this week, which is great. We said, didn't we, a few weeks ago that we couldn't just get him back on a match day having not trained Monday to Friday. It's not fair. It's not fair for him because everybody gets judged on a Saturday afternoon. You know, people will always, always judge the outcome rather than the process. So, you know, the outcome this weekend should enable, you know, Harrison to look back at his week and we can judge him properly. Obviously, Brad Halliday's missed a little chunk of the last few weeks as well. So we've not seen him on the training ground just yet. We're hopeful that we can see him tomorrow. And if we do, we'll have to judge him tomorrow. But, you know, I don't want to be gambling too much on players. You know, there's still so much football to play.
If Brad isn't around for the weekend, is it a case of you say to Leon, you're in there last week, give it another go and show us what you can do? Or Blair Adams, obviously another option there. Is that something you've got to make a decision on?
Well, there is another option, of course. But for us, looking at Leon Davis in particular, we all want to see him be a Cambridge United player. You know, and I think the progress that he's made this year has been great. And I think it gives everybody in the youth team, you know, that buzz, that added kind of determination to be a professional footballer. Because they see a manager there who's not scared of giving young players that opportunity. The good thing about Leon is that we will see him in the future. Whether we see him on Saturday or not is, you know, it's something that I have to make the decision. But if anything, you know, transpires against us picking Brad, no, I'm confident in Leon. You know, I am. I thought he had a debut last week that was, if I was to use a word, I would say it was a settled debut. You know, he didn't set the world alight, but he wasn't at fault for any of the goals. And, you know, it was just one of them debuts where you just like to tick the box and crack on with your career. And I think he'll take a lot of positives out of last Saturday, even though we lost.
Yeah, certainly as a 17-year-old, I take settled very much for my first appearance in the Football League without a shadow of a doubt. For Mehdi Alito and Adam McGurk, are they both still on target?
Yeah, I mean, the targets are a little bit longer than what Brad's and Harrison Dunks are. You know, for Mehdi, we have to be really careful about this knee. But he's making progress, you know. We should see him on the training field on Monday, which should be great. Adam's a little bit behind because of the difficulties of his injury.
It tells us a bit about the injury situation. It seems to have been the way through most of the season that large parts of these press conferences have been taken up talking about injuries. Barry Corr, last we heard from him, he'd, as is so often the way in his recovery from his knee problem, he'd picked up a little thigh niggle. Is that going all right for him?
Yeah, again, you know, for Baz, it's small steps. He's been on the training field the last two or three days with the thigh. You know, the knee now we can control. You know, we're hopeful that we can manage that knee. But the muscular problem of the thigh stopped him in his tracks. Now he's back, you know, he's back to starting that, you know, that recovery process again. So, listen, he'll be back when he's back.